You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
Here's what you should know today. New vaccine data is coming this week. The Food and Drug Administration has been analyzing thousands of pages of data for BioNTech Pfizer's vaccine in preparation for an all-day meeting on December 10th to decide whether to authorize its emergency use. And the agency will repeat the process next week for the Moderna vaccine. The first publications of the vaccine's efficacy data in medical journals should be coming out soon, too. It's going to be a lot for experts and the news media to digest. If the past is any guide, there will be plenty of errors, misunderstandings, and communication snafus in coverage, as well as active disinformation campaigns on both sides to boost hype or spread fear. Go to Wired.com to read up on tricky or misleading claims to keep an eye on. Looking for a new science book to read or gift this winter? Wired staff compiled a list of the 8 best new books to pick up for yourself or someone else with titles like Why Fish Don't Exist, A Story of Loss, Love, and the Hidden Order of Life by Lulu Miller, and Operation Moonglow, A Political History of Project Apollo by Teasel Muir Harmony. See the complete list at Wired.com. And did QuantumScape just solve a 40-year-old battery problem? Earlier this year, the startup claimed to have a revolutionary solid-state lithium-ion cell that could change EVs forever. Now it has the data to back it up. Its data shows that its cell can charge to 80% of capacity in 15 minutes. It retains more than 80% of its capacity after 800 charging cycles. It's non-combustible, and it has a volumetric energy density of more than 1,000 watt-hours per liter at the cell level, which is nearly double the energy density of top-shelf commercial lithium-ion cells. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.